Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Killing Jericho by William Hussey, published by Zaffrey in 2023. Today's book is about carnivals, murder, and redemption. Ex-cop Scott Jericho is fresh out of jail. And his return to his family, the travelling community, with his life a complete shambles. He left his family many years ago to go to Oxford and then to become a cop. But after losing his temper with a suspect and seriously assaulting him, Scott is back where he started. Moping around the fairground and self-medicating, his life is interrupted firstly by the suspect who assaulted him, a racist named Kerrigan who set fire to a house killing three children, then by a stranger who leads him on a wild chase, and to an introduction with a man who wants Jericho to invest a series of murders which have baffled police. At first, Jericho is uninterested. But then it turns out that the murders are personal, harking back to a legend of a bridge collapse which killed five members of the travelling community. Taking on the case, Jericho heads to the town of Bradbury End, where he runs into an old boyfriend, his first love. At first, he's suspicious. Jericho doesn't believe in coincidences, but is this his chance to repair their relationship? But he can't get distracted. If the murderer is recreating the deaths from the past, there are another two murders to go before the anniversary date of the bridge collapse. But there are too many questions for Jericho. Why is his ex-boyfriend here? What has this got to do with his own family? And why has Kerrigan reappeared to taunt him? And of course, who will be the next victim? Killing Jericho is an engrossing thriller set in the world of the travelling community and fairs. It's about community, heritage, and righting wrongs of the past. It's about revenge, lies, and local politics. Folk tales and urban myths and grotesque murders and the liminal world of the carnival. It's filled with terrible people and good people, and sometimes people who are both. And then there are the murders, ordinary people who are maimed and contorted in horrible recreations of the carnival folk, the fat woman, the electric lady and the dog-faced boy who died in the original bridge collapse. Killing Jericho is also about racism against Polish and Muslim immigrants and the long-standing hatred of the travelling community, and of course the role of the outsider. No matter what Scott does, he feels like he doesn't fit in anywhere. And he's haunted by the innocent children killed in Kerrigan's fire and by the way he ruins his life over and over again. He thinks he doesn't deserve forgiveness and pushes away those who try to help him. His best friend, his old commanding officer, and his ex-boyfriend. Riddled with shame and stubborn as a mule, it takes a complicated mystery to bring him back. But what will happen to Scott if he fails? So if you like fairgrounds, deeply flawed ex-cops, dogs, puzzles, and local history, you might like Killing Jericho by William Hussey. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.